in the Church of Ireland, we were totally opposed to indiscriminate abortion. At the same time, we felt that it should not be a suitable matter for the Constitution.
Why?
Well, we felt that the Constitution should deal with a broad range, giving consensus of opinion. It shouldn't be concerned with morally divisive subjects in which there are divisive convictions in the society, and should steer clear of morally controversial subjects, that those things like abortion should be taken care of by the legislature. Now, the Church of Ireland was emphasizing that, and they said there's no need for this amendment at all because abortion is already outlawed in the 1861 Act, and there's no need to put it into the Constitution. So that was the first division that we saw between the more liberal attitude of many people and also the Church of Ireland, and generally speaking the Protestant churches, that they felt that this was not a proper matter for the Constitution.
The pro-life campaign side, though, said at the time that while abortion might be a thing that was shunned at that time in 1983, it might not be in some future legislature. The legislature of the time under no circumstances would have passed any legislation permitting abortion even in limited circumstances. Yeah. But that might not be the case 50 years later. That's what they said.
Yeah, they were scared. These people, the so-called pro-lifers, or the people who are pro the amendment people, they did not want to risk the legislature having the decisive vote in this or the decisive opinion on it.
And were they not right about that?
But whether they were right or wrong, I mean, the point is that it has never been tested, so you can't really give an opinion on it. So it reflected very badly on an Irish legislature, if you could say that they were not competent to reach a decision on an important subject like that, when every other legislature in Europe had done it. Why should Ireland be an exception? And so that's why they more or less fought for it to be put into the Constitution. The Church of Ireland and Protestant churches in general were more inclined to trust the legislature on this one. And then when it came out to the actual wording of this amendment, we saw grave difficulty. We saw, for example, a certain amount of ambiguity in it. And not only was the Church of Ireland, a number of us who were going around the country speaking against putting this amendment into the Constitution, we were accused of being sort of pro-abortion. People misunderstood us. When we were against the amendment, they felt that we were pro-abortion. And we were advocating indiscriminate abortion, which we were not doing at all. And we were called all sorts of things. I remember being addressed as Satan and all sorts of things, and a disgrace to Holy Christianity Ireland, from people who misunderstood what we were doing. But anyway, the ambiguity thing was criticised by us, and also the very, very important phrase, the equal right to life of the unborn and the mother. And we said that that's going to lead to a confusion and uncertainty. Now, I must emphasize that the Church of Ireland's point of view, of course, was that abortion was extremely repugnant. It was always the lesser of two evils. And it had only to be undertaken where there was a clear and unmistakable evidence of a risk to the life or health of the mother.
Which is now we felt different to the Roman Catholic
That is
view.
So. It wasn't so rigid, you see. And it left much a wider scope there. Now, we felt that the proposed wording in the referendum, which gave an equal right to the life of the mother, or equal right to life of the mother and the unborn, we felt that that wasn't the Church of Ireland's point of view, because generally speaking, Protestant point of view was that the mother should have a superior right. After all, the unborn was depending on the mother while it was in the womb, and the mother was in a very real sense the center of the family, and so that the mother's right to life should not really be equal to the right to life of the unborn. And that was a very, very severe matter for us. We felt that if you are going to enshrine in the Constitution an equal right to life of the mother and the unborn, you're going to land yourself in difficulties where there happens to be confusion in medicine between whether they should save the life of the mother or the unborn, whether they should give an abortion to the mother while the unborn was still having a heartbeat. And we saw it coming out in Galway, where there seemed to be a confusion amongst the medical people as to what exactly to do, with the result that the abortion seemed to be delayed, and it resulted, unfortunately and tragically, in the loss of both in the end. So we felt that this was a very, very ambiguous and confusing statement, and according to the general feeling of Protestants, the mother had a superior right. A mother had a superior right and not merely an equal right. And that was certainly one of the main points which we made.